an interview with a public health nurse. If that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's The Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic, and I've got a special treat for you today. It's an interview with public health nurse Ann Robinson. She's a public health nurse in Colorado and was pleasant enough to come on and join me here on the show to talk about a career in public health nursing, a little bit about where she came from, how she moved up into the nursing career path, and into public health nursing. So we'll be getting on into that a little bit later on in this episode. First of all, though, I want to remind all of you that you can find everything we talk about, including links on public health nursing, in the show notes for this episode. You'll find all of that over at nursingshow.com. And you can check out the links there, follow up on the information I provide in this and every other episode of the show, and you'll be able to follow up on those links and get more in-depth information and resources. And you'll find all of that in the show notes link right at the top of the page. Just click on that link and it will take you to the show notes links, and you can find the most recent episode listed first, and you can go back and check out whichever episode it is you're looking for. If you'd like to leave a comment on any of the episodes or send me some information, a suggestion, a link for news, or anything like that, you can shoot me an email. Shoot that email to nursingshow@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, you can always leave a comment right there on any of the articles and posts over at nursingshow.com. You'll find a link to leave that comment. Go ahead and leave a comment. It's a great way to share your conversation and thoughts with the other listeners here on The Nursing Show. So, since I'm on vacation, I'm doing a shortened episode this week, and so I will be just moving right on into the interview segment, and we'll jump in with that right now. I met Anne when she was working with me on another project with some of my colleagues on the EMS side of things, and she was facilitating a meeting we were having and talking with us about some of the stuff we were working on. I was able to pick her brain a little bit then and find out about her background in nursing, and was very interested to find out that she was working as a public health nurse. So I asked her if she'd be on the show. She graciously agreed. And so I'm looking forward to sharing with you some of the interesting things I found out about public health nursing. It might intrigue you more than you might think, and I'd urge you to listen to this. For those of you that are students or maybe thinking about moving into a different aspect of nursing careers, public health nursing might really be something for you. Hi, this is Jamie Davis, and I'm here with a special nursing career interview, and I've got a good friend of mine on the phone here talking to me from Colorado. Ann Robinson is a public health nurse, and she was gracious enough to come on and chat with us about different types of careers in public health arena, just something we haven't had on the show, and just another way that nurses interact with patients in a variety of different settings. And I'm really happy to have her on the show. And welcome to The Nursing Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jamie.
You know, it's great to have you on. I've been trying to get you on the show here for quite a while, but it's fun to have you here, finally.
Yes, I'm glad we finally made this work out.
So let's start off with the question I usually ask when we do a career interview like this. Is the first question is, what chose nursing as a career for you? How did you get into this career path when you were going to school?
Well, when I started into college, I wasn't very sure what I was going to do. Looking in high school, I was evaluating, should I do this? Should I do that? So I went into a college that was more a liberal arts college, and after my first year into that school, it was a private school in Kansas, and I loved that school to death. But then I spent some time with the nursing instructors and found that that would be something I would really like to dive myself more into. So, I took more the social work nursing aspect trying to kind of paved my way into what classes I would take into my first couple years of college. But then I ultimately was accepted into the nursing program and gave all my efforts towards being successful within that program.
Now, did you have somebody in nursing in your family or a friend or a relative that kind of pointed you in that direction, or was nursing something you really discovered when you got into college?
Well, I had an aunt that was a nurse, but ultimately I was leaning towards more just a social worker or a nursing career, but my college really helped me find that path. And I would have to say the nursing program, and I went to Buffalo College in Newton, Kansas, and I was able to go there in a volleyball scholarship and get an awesome education, and that was part of what I chose in my little life at the time. But that nursing instructor and the director of that department really helped me guide me in the right direction of what my priorities were, what was maybe more what I was focusing on, and it just really kind of spoke to my heart and where I wanted to go with being able to help people in the future.
So you finished up your nursing degree and got out in the workforce. Did you move directly into public health nursing? Because it sounded like you were interested in social work, so you were more interested in that kind of public arena, it sounds like. But is that something you jumped into right away, or did you start off in a traditional med-surg and move on from there?
Looking back at that, I've been out of school for 13 years, and for the first 8 years, I dove directly into labor and delivery and neonatal and pediatric care, and that was just, I had an awesome clinical rotation and an instructor that really inspired me, and I was able to go right into that specialty right out of school. So I did that for 8 years at three different hospitals, and I would have never thought out of my nursing career that at this point I would be a public health nurse.
Okay, so then the next question is, how did you move from labor and delivery, neonatal care, and pediatric nursing into public health nursing? Because that's quite a different type of approach to nursing care.
Well, and you're right. And one thing that I love about a nursing degree is it really allows you to be able to go into all different aspects of nursing. You don't have to come out of school and just do one thing. You come out of school and you're trained in all different areas, and you just kind of go with your heart. Where's your heart? Where's your desire? Where's your drive? And my drive was in labor and delivery. So, again, I did that for 8 years, went into being a labor and delivery nurse, high-risk OB at a large hospital, then at a small hospital. And then from there, I was able to be a perinatal educator and more educating new grads, new nurses. And then I was recruited by within the hospital system to go into more patient safety and quality assurance and performance improvement. And within, again, that hospital system. So I did that for 2 years, and then I was recruited to be the nurse manager for a public health department, which looked into taking and implementing quality assurance into more of that maternal child health aspect of my background, all into serving a population versus just an individual or a hospital.
So let's talk a little bit about the big differences between what you're doing now and the direct patient care you performed as a labor and delivery or neonatal care nurse. What would you say is the biggest thing that you find is different now with regards to patient care?
So that's a question that a lot of people ask me. Do I miss taking care of that individual mom and baby and family, going through that labor and delivery and that birth of that baby? So that is something I did for a long time, and I did it on the night shift, the day shift, all those crazy shifts, and shared some amazing experience with families. But when I really look at things now at the point of my career, I really see at that time I was really caring for an individual mom, an individual baby, and a family. And all my efforts and all my expertise were going into making that experience the best they can and making it a healthy experience. And then from there, I was able to look at and taking care of the hospital situation with patient safety and taking care of how are all the patients within my hospital system, are they receiving the highest quality care and the best patient safety services available? So then I had this opportunity to really understand what public health really is. And really, I didn't understand it until I've just involved in within public health within the last 3 years. But public health is really taking care of the entire population. It's looking at the entire population's health care status and not just dealing with an individual, a family, a mom, a babe, and a dad, or a hospital, what is going on within a hospital, but what's going on within our entire, I'm over a county of 55,000 people. So what is our population health status, and what can I do to help strategically guide my programs and services in order to affect the healthcare status of that entire population? And that's something that I have grown to love, to be able to know that not only am I went from changing an experience or being able to affect a situation of maybe a family of three, but maybe now I'm affecting a population of 55,000. And what can I do to strengthen the health of that entire population? And that's, to me, what public health nursing is all about.
So certainly the skill set is different because, if someone comes out of a setting where they are impacting individuals' lives by direct patient care, it seems almost overwhelming to consider what you could possibly do for 55,000 people.
Well, and you're right. And it's a whole different way of thinking about things. So we, within public health, and I always like to take the opportunity and say, okay, what is public health nursing? So do people even understand what public health nursing even is? When I would ask just the average Joe on the side of the street, what would they say a public health nurse did? And they would say, public health nurses, they give shots. They give vaccinations. And when I really look at that, I think it's important for people to understand public health is 75% prevention and 25% medical care. So what do we do as an agency to implement prevention of healthcare services in our community? So we do that through lots of different ways. And we have core public health functions, which is assessment, policy development, and assurance. And we do that through our 10 essential public health services. And we really, why do we even assess our community's health? Well, that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to be able to pull together these community members and to determine what are the health priorities of our community. So I'm not just looking at an individual family or dealing with an individual situation. I'm looking at the overall healthcare status of what my community is. And that expertise comes with experience, interacting with people around you that have that training, and being in an environment that supports that process.
So what was the most surprising thing you found when you started into this career path, when you started looking at providing this level of service and prevention and preventative care and oversight and assessment for an entire community? What was the thing that caught you by surprise?
I think what caught you by surprise is it kind of has to humble you a little bit as a nurse. You're not going to every day be rewarded with a family coming to you and saying, thank you for helping us through this amazing experience in our life. But overall, maybe after a couple of months of work and collaboration with community members, and even at this point, 3 years undertaking big projects and seeing the results and the outcomes with those, to be able to say, wow, look at my efforts and what they've done. and the systems I've set up for this population to be more healthy. So it goes from the short-term effects and rewards to what are the long-term rewards within serving a greater population. And that's been probably the biggest transition.
And I guess when you see it from the bigger picture, you really have the ability to impact people's lives in a big way. If you can improve overall health in a community, the community's more productive, economic standards change. There's a lot of things tied to the overall community's well-being.
Well, and I think part of, when you hear of public health, I think people say, public health, well, if we don't hear about it, then they're doing their job. They're right. We're keeping things in line. Usually you hear about when public health services are involved when there's something that's out of the ordinary going on, an outbreak of a disease or something unknown. We have all experienced within the last 12 months H1N1 and this novel influenza virus. Well, your public health agency was key in that involvement, that implementation, that planning, that assessment, that process to contain and implement plans in order to get that vaccine out there, to be able to have disease surveillance of what was going on at the time in your community, and then to be able to collaborate with community partners in order to plan and make reactive, strategic actions to what was going on. And your public health agency is core to what is going on with all of that. And it's when I look at the entire healthcare system and being involved in it in all different sorts and ways, I see there's a hospital system kind of doing their thing. I see there's medical providers doing their thing. And then I see EMS kind of doing their own little thing. But public health, since we look at the entire population, we look to break down the silos and integrate all of those healthcare entities together. What can we do to not duplicate services? What can we do to collaborate and work together to solve a bigger problem and be able to prioritize and be strategic with our efforts in order to solve those healthcare issues?
And this past year, as you said, has been probably one of, I don't know, either a good big year for public health or maybe a bad year, but certainly public health has been much more on people's minds over the last 12 months as people have worried about, can they get vaccines? What is a safe way to interact with my community members that I see on a daily basis? Are they going to give me some disease or illness that's floating around out there? And so, you know, it's been a big year for you in a lot of different ways, but I think you've had some really good success in integrating the different aspects of healthcare in your community recently, haven't you?
No, we have. And people think about, and when they hear about our involvement with this, they think, oh, public health, they're out there giving just those vaccines. But that was only just one strategy that we implemented in order to contain this virus. Again, we collaborated. We worked with all of the medical providers in the community and all the healthcare systems and all the schools and child care providers. What can we do to be strategic and preventative to contain this virus before it even evolved and to a point of a pandemic situation? We came up with plans of how to react when it got to that point. And that's all that behind-the-scenes information, things that were going on that we were that really the public is unaware of what's going on. The other thing that we do is we really look at disease and surveillance and what can we do to evaluate. Every day, our public health nurses in our community are evaluating 89 required reportable diseases and what's going on with those individual cases and how are they affecting the community and a possible outbreak situation and what can we do to contain that. And all those behind-the-scenes efforts are strategies in order to keep the community healthy. And I think through the H1N1 process, we saw some of that going on, and mm-hmm. we were more aware of nurses being implemented in those fashions and in that manner, and it was becoming more public to to something that we do every day. It just was heightened, you know, with this H1N1 and the extensive spread of different viruses that were going on.
So if someone's interested in maybe a career in public health nursing, is there some set of classes that they need to take, or is there a certification that they need to achieve, or is it something that they can bring whatever they have in their skill set, whether it's labor and delivery and pediatric nursing or medical surgical nursing or whatever the case may be? What do they need to move into public health nursing?
Well, I think the first step you can do is start to volunteer within your community. There are lots of different events the public health agencies oversee. Is it health fairs? Is it emergency preparedness drills? We do mass vaccination clinics in preparation for that pandemic. What can you do to be involved more in your community and volunteering those efforts? Then I think it's just really being at a point in your career where you can say, I'm ready to move on from just treating that individual to what can I do to make a bigger impact on this population that I'm involved with. Whether I'm living in this population day to day or I am just serving it as a healthcare provider. Yes, we have different work schedules. I'll tell you, being a mom of two kids, this work schedule has really worked well for me. Going from the point of working night shift for multiple years to be able to go to work 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, every holiday off. And then in addition, I'm serving and treating an entire population. So it's that mindset of transitioning from an individual to a population. And are you ready for that? The other part of it is I think it helps to have a maternal child health background and information involved. And then I love that I bring to the table the quality assurance background and patient safety. But we as public health agencies love any nurses that are willing to be able to transition that thinking from an individual to a population. And what can I do to implement strategies in order to improve the health of our population?
And certainly a sense of delayed gratification, because as you said, you can't see that, you're not going to get that instant, hey, thank you for helping my family. It's going to be more of wait 6 months, a year, maybe 2 years or more. And then looking at the numbers and saying, wow, you know, my population is living longer. This disease that was prevalent when I got here has been cut significantly and it's continuing to drop. Those kind of changes in a whole population, when you look at it from a delayed gratification standpoint, can be huge.
No, you're exactly right on that. Or, hey, we had one case of this chemical disease that was reported, such as E. coli or Campylobacter or Giardia, and was I able to contain that, to keep it within an individual versus spreading it to multiple people, affecting multiple lives? And it's more being preventative with your efforts versus reactive, which usually you're reactive in a hospital care setting. And it is a huge transition, but it's very gratifying if you can be patient and is willing to wait and work and be strategic with your efforts within community partnerships and linkages of people to different resources to see those really improved health outcomes.
So as we wrap up here, I'm going to ask you a good question here. What is the big issue right now for you or for public health in general that you think is going to be one of the big points for public health nursing, public health care in general moving forward?
I would have to say, and I'm going to, you know, I'm talking big populations, but I'm going to put this back to Eagle County, Colorado. And what is our number one concern and issue that we deal with on a daily basis? And with that, I would have to say it is access to medical care. And it's something to think about. Just because you have an insurance card or a Medicaid card or a Medicare card does not mean that you have access to health care. We work with providers every day. Yes, people have those cards, but doesn't mean the providers accept those cards and will see those patients. And so as a public health department in Colorado and then within the United States, and we're in a rural setting, access to care to me is our largest issue. With all of what's going on within healthcare reform, if they can really concentrate on how can we improve access to healthcare and decreasing overall healthcare costs, then I think that we are putting those puzzle pieces together in order to improve the overall healthcare status of our community. But that would be, to me, our number one challenge as a public health agency at this time within Colorado.
And I think that applies to many different settings, not just rural settings, but I think urban settings, maybe they have lots of access to emergency care because they have hospitals in the community. But it's that primary care access that really makes the biggest impact on a person's health and on a community's health. And I think that you're right. I think access to continuing care and public health nurses with their focus on preventative measures certainly will go a long way towards reducing costs and helping people get that access.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, urban or rural, so whatever we can do to implement the medical home model and get people in to see primary care physicians and seeing them on a regular basis before issues or healthcare crises occur. One example, prenatal care. I think that's something that all of us can relate to in some way, shape, or form, either through our mom or sister or a friend or ourselves having a baby. So for every dollar we spend on a healthcare system in prenatal care, we save $3 in overall healthcare costs. So that to me says we need to concentrate our efforts on providing access to care for those patients that are pregnant. Because overall, if a pregnant woman walked in labor with no prenatal care into a hospital system, it's going to cost the whole system between the mom and that baby and lifelong problems three times the cost as if we just invested that care in her prenatal care upfront. So those are the things that we really look to concentrate on and to decrease that overall healthcare cost and increase the access to healthcare.
And again, it just comes back to that prenatal care is preventative care largely. It's providing regular checkups. It's providing for access to prenatal vitamins and those kinds of assessments. But it reduces the chances of low birth weight, all the other issues that go along with neonatal concerns and complications on childbirth. And it's, again, a preventative approach to care rather than a reactive approach.
Correct. And that, again, is that culture shift of thinking, how can I prevent things from happening versus reacting when they already occurred? So nurses, when you're out there, you want to shift your way of thinking, or you're in a hospital setting and you're saying, oh my goodness, this person with diabetes keeps coming in over and over and over again, and their blood sugars are out of control all the time. What can I do to set up systems to prevent that to happen ahead of time? That's when you need to start looking more at prevention than reaction and acute medical care. And I think that's when you need to start looking into public health nursing.
Excellent. Well, Anne, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me and by default, the listeners here at The Nursing Show. This has been a fantastic look into public health nursing, and you know, I'd like to reserve the right to have you on again sometime in the future and maybe talk about some issues as they come up in the news over the coming year, just to kind of touch base with what the public health approach is to what's going on.
Yes, and I'd like to put my little plug into different things. And there's one thing about public health nursing, and if anything that I've learned in 3 years, it's to humble yourself as a nurse. We as a nurse, there's a shortage of nurses out there. So what can we do to interact and integrate with other healthcare professionals in order to serve the population that need? And keep those options open. Keep those things available. We are trying to implement what we call a community paramedic program, and it's implementing an extension of different healthcare resources throughout that community on an untapped healthcare professional in our area. So there are so many opportunities within all these changing systems within our community to be able to improve health outcomes. So keep your options open and keep your mind open to all these new changes that are up and coming.
Oh, well, that's great, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the conference on community paramedicine, and of course, for the MedicCast, I'm going to be following with you and Chris Montera the program you're setting up. You're putting a whole curriculum together for community paramedicine to train EMS providers to provide some basic assessment and care in the field in your community, and that's exciting, and that's a great public health initiative.
No, it's great. It's a great initiative between EMS and public health, and we're one of the first communities in the nation to be able to combine these efforts to make this happen. So we are hosting the IRCP, which is the International Roundtable of Community Paramedicine in Vail, Colorado, and it is August 9th through 10th, and we are open, and it is a free conference for people to come to, and go to IRCP.info and you can find all that information to get registered for that conference. And it's really bringing people from all over the world in order to take care of these health needs within communities and what can we do to be strategic. And we are very excited to be a part of that effort.
And I can't wait to be there and get to see you again and hear what's going on at this particular conference. It's going to be a lot of fun and just the chance to meet with other medical professionals. And the interesting thing is it's people from around the world. So it really is going to be an opportunity to see what other healthcare systems are doing in that are set up a little differently from ours.
And they are set up differently, but they have, when you take away a lot of what's going on the political level, we are down to the same issues. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to learn from each other? We've all got to work together, and let's just combine these efforts and make things better within the community, the county, the state, the nation, whatever we can do to improve things.
Well, fantastic. And thanks a lot for being on The Nursing Show.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for having me.
And that's going to wrap up this episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank Ann Robinson again for joining us and sharing her career path with us in nursing. It's always great to hear about all the great, wonderful things that nurses do in a variety of different ways. And public health nursing is definitely different from what you might think it is, and different from what a lot of nurses are doing right now in their everyday careers. So it's great to talk to Ann. If you'd like to get back in touch with me or follow up on any of the information in this or any other episode, definitely head over to nursingshow.com. You'll actually also find the video portions of this podcast. We always try to put together a video segment now. So there's a video, studio video version of the program, and you can catch that over there the day after the audio podcast is released. And you'll find all of that at nursingshow.com. You can leave comments on any of the articles and links over there, and it's a great way to start conversations with other listeners or viewers. And if you'd like to just catch me by email, send those emails in to nursingshow@gmail.com. I return every email I get. It might take me a couple of days, but I will get back to you. So shoot those emails in to me. Again, nursingshow@gmail.com. We're going to move on in and wrap up this episode of The Nursing Show. I have a song here by an artist by the name of Derek James called Summer. If you like what you hear, you can check out a link to his music, including a link to go over and check out his songs in iTunes, over at nursingshow.com in the show notes for this episode. And again, it's a great way to show your thanks for these independent artists who share their great songs with us here on shows like The Nursing Show. So definitely check out their links and let them know you heard it here on the show. That's it for me. I'm Jamie Davis. I'll be back again next week, every Friday, with another episode of The Nursing Show. And in the meantime, please remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to The Nursing Show. Take care.
Well, summer came, a gift from the wind. Spring went past, gone once again, fell on the pattern of leaves in the blink of an eye. The shadows cast were replaced by the sun. People passed one by one. The balance of the water filled my way. Oh, she doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know who I am. Nor do I. Out the door and onto the swing. Squirrels crawl, little birds sing. Sounds of summer swimming through my head. Sleeping still as the wind blows. Swaying hammock I lay. Deep outside I spend my summer days. Oh, she doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know who I am. Came a gift from the wind. Spring went past, gone once again. Fell on the pattern of leaves in the blink of an eye. The shadows cast were replaced by the sun. People passed one by one. The balance of the water filled my way.